This is a place where real masculinity is painfully learned, deeply celebrated, and aggressively deployed. We are committed to training you how to fight the war against all that is fighting you. This is the Dangerous Man Podcast.
Welcome, gentlemen, to the Dangerous Man Podcast. I am Matt Fortin, here with Rory Lawrence again. What's up, Rory?
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
Gentlemen, we have another one for you today, talking about anger, how it motivates change, what ticks you off, and what can come of it to better yourself in the future, and how to deal with it.
What gets your goat? We forgot to do shout-outs first, though.
I got it.
That's all right. You'll get there. It's all right.
So we just wanted to do a couple shout-outs to our yes. listeners in Canada. Thank you to those gentlemen up in the northern country.
All y'all crazy Canadians up there, you dangerous Canadians. Listen to this podcast. What are you doing? We want to celebrate you guys. Also, and we got a few more.
Yeah. Finland, the Philippines, Germany, and the United Kingdom.
Let's go.
That's pretty cool. There's like
That's crazy.
2% of our, 3% of our listeners yep. are overseas.
Yeah. That's huge, that's awesome. Man. So shout out to all. And listen, we love all our local guys from the U.S., of course. But I just, you know, we wanted to give a special shout out to those of you who are listening across the pond, over the water, however you say that, man, this what a blessing, what an honor, what a privilege it is to speak into your life, and I hope that you glean something from it. And I challenge you guys, man, share this over the waters, share this to the guys in your neighborhood and in your community, in your groups, and your you know in your troop, whatever it is. And share this out because it's awesome to be able to sit here and say that we can celebrate. We have so many foreign listeners, which is just amazing. You might be foreign because you're far away, but we are all brothers.
Shout out to our 97% of Americans here, too.
Shout out to the Americans.
You guys are come awesome, on. Too.
Yeah, you know what's up.
So, Rory, why don't you lead us into what we're talking about today about anger and, you know, how it can motivate some change in us men and how it's good for us.
Yes. So, one of the things that Matt and I were talking about, we wanted to tackle an episode talking about anger. Because it's one thing that men deal with heavily on a regular day-to-day basis, and it has this stupid stigma of, like, anger is bad, anger is wrong, you shouldn't be angry, and, you know, there's no commandment that says thou shalt not be angry. no, not at all, not even close. You know, and so anger has this like stigma of like, well, if you're angry, then it's bad, or if you're mad at something, you're wrong. Yeah. And that couldn't be farther from the freaking truth. Like, if you're angry with something, like I like to say it like this, like anger is like the check engine light of your heart. Something is wrong, and if you don't address it, there's about to be a breakdown. Just like your car, like if that check engine light comes on, you know, all of us are like, our favorite four-letter word, like, oh, come on, man, here it is. Now that, great, of course, this is all I needed. So even that brings about an anger response. But, you know, I think a lot of us, you know, we're told, don't be angry. Or when you get angry, people are like, hey, you need to calm down. Which, by the way, telling someone who's angry,
right? Relax.
You just need to relax. Listen here, Timothy. You just need to relax. Calm down. Yeah, no. In the history of angry men, telling them to not be angry or telling them to calm down has never calmed down an angry man. I'm sorry. It just hasn't. But it's just so funny because we have this bend towards if someone's angry. We have to calm them down. Why not hear them out? Like, why do we have this propensity to shut down anger? Like, hurry up. No. Let's get it. Let's get this under control. And now I know. I can hear all the super Christians and people right now. Oh, well, no, it's not right to be angry and blah, blah, blah. No, anger was designed as an emotion for everyone. God was an angry God.
Like Old Testament God
was really, oh man, he was dad all day. He would mess people up left and right. And so you, like, you see all these, you know, people expressing anger all throughout scripture, all throughout history. You see people expressing extreme angers. And I think with the issue really is, it's not that you're expressing the anger, it's how you express the anger. And so that's what we wanted to tackle up on today, is like talk about, like, what are some things that get you angry? What are our quote unquote triggers? You know, what are our angry words? Where do we turn to when we're angry? Because a lot of us guys, what's the first thing you do when you're angry? Now, it's not the same for everybody, right? So, like, let me ask you this, Matt. What is usually, once something has built up enough frustration in your life and it's now made you angry, what's your go-to response?
Cuss word comes right out of the mouth. Yeah. And I don't
hit him with that language.
I don't often, so when you know, you know. But another one is just, I'll need my own space to think.
Mm-hmm. Do you
go
ahead.
No, usually I'll just like, okay, walk away, just quick minute or two, and then come back kind of.
I wonder if that's where the whole walk away campaign came from. You actually invented it.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? Time out. Walking away, which is not that, that's a healthy way to, oh, okay, listen, I need to put some distance between me and the situation or me and the person, because I know I'm angry and I'm going to go ahead and have some internal dialogue.
Yeah, I mean, right? Obviously it depends on the situation. Like if there's a guy like yelling in my face, I'm not going to, away. Hold on one second.
Excuse me, sir. I need a timeout.
It's
going
to be, what's going to come out? Out of my mouth is, are you sure you want to do this? Yeah.
You sure you
want
to press this button? Because there's no going back from this. Like, and seriously, if you all knew the size of Matt's forearms, yeah, you wouldn't push that button. That's a push button, get a punch in the face real quick. So our anger responses, right? Anger constitute a response once frustration is built up to the point where we're angry now and it's kind of boiling over. So I know some guys, when you get angry, some of you guys listening, you shut down, right? I know some guys like that. They get real angry and they pull everything inside and they're just, brick walls go up and they're like stoic. You can't get at them. They're on an island somewhere in their head. And, you know, that's their reaction when they get angry. Then there's some guys, they're the adverse of that. Like I did this for years. It's like once it got to the point where it was too much, it was like, all right, anybody in the path of this is going to get some. Somebody's going to get some, whether it's me yelling or, you know, aggressive or, you know, with like just body posture and stuff like that, getting close to people. I talk with my hands all the time. So like that gets really perceived wrong, especially from like females, because they're like, oh, you're moving aggressively. And I'm like, because I'm an aggressive person. Like, how do I stop moving aggressively? I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. But then you match the movement of the hands with really loud voice. Doesn't bode well. It didn't bode well for me for many years. And took a long time, honestly, to really kind of, I would say it like this, because I don't think you ever truly get anger under control. I think what you can do is mitigate the frustrations before you get to anger. Some people may disagree with me. That's totally fine. Maybe you found a different way. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to know about it, because I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still moving forward. But I think now my go-to response when I'm angry is to shut down the thing that's making me angry. Just stop it. Just whatever it is, whoever it is. Okay, listen, you need to bug out. You need to leave. You know, this conversation's over. We're done here. Like my go-to response now is shut it down, remove myself. Because I know once I go past a certain threshold, it's really hard for me to get myself back. Really hard for me to get. It takes time.
And I think that's a very mature response, what you just said. Because I think a lot of men still can, you know, go off of their their emotions, their anger that's going, and just go off the rails. I think it takes a true man to be able to shut, not completely shut off, but shut down, analyze the situation, and say, okay, what's the mature response? What's a mature approach here?
Or even just like, what's going on? Like, yeah. Why am I so angry about this? Because exactly. Sometimes I've noticed, like, and I'm sure you guys can relate to this, but like, you'll get angry and it's coming out, and you know, maybe you're taking it out on somebody else, or you're taking it out in your tone or whatever it is, or your treatment of somebody. And then you're like, what the heck am I doing? Like, I'm not even mad at this person. I'm still pissed off at the guy who flipped me off in traffic this morning. Like, that's all I was really mad about. And so sometimes, like, it just, like, I know for me, I got to trace it. So, like I said earlier, it's the check engine light, right? So, okay, when a check engine light comes on, what do? You plug in your code reader, right? And you're like, okay, let's assess what's going on here and find out the pinpoint problem, right, of why am I pissed off? And it took me a lot of years to get to that point where I could, you know, kind of code read and like, okay, what am I really angry about here? And then how do I communicate that to the circumstances or the person effectively? Because I think, again, the stigma is like, don't express your anger. It's like, no, there's nothing wrong with expressing your anger. The only thing wrong with expressing your anger is if you start to use it as a weapon to tear somebody else down, or if you're bringing in insults and all that stuff. There's nothing wrong with getting stern, using your dad voice. Like, parents, you know what's up. When you use that dad voice, you get real stern, right? You know, and most people are like, oh my gosh, why is dad yelling? Well, you didn't listen to him the first 32 freaking times that he said it. So that's why dad's now yelling. Like, that's legit. I'm getting angry right now because I can like relive it in my head. It's like, yeah. It's funny because people are like, oh, well, I just wish you were calm and nice. And it's like, no, like last episode, nice guys get walked all over. They don't, your kids don't listen to nice parenting. They don't. They walk all over it. Miniature terrorists is what they are. And they will literally launch warfare. Oh, hey, Beatrice, please put the knife down and don't play. Like, you know, don't play with sharp objects. We've had this conversation before, honey. Why are you doing that? Like, nobody does that. And if you do, you're letting your child walk all over you. You're also letting your child play with dangerous things. Like, there are times when you have to use a level of aggression and anger as a dad, or even as a person, just as a parent, or as a person, that you need to express that, hey, you have now crossed the line.
And it's a tool too, because, you know, if you come out of the gate angry and pissed off, and the first time they do something, they're probably going to shut down and be like, why the heck did that just happen?
Right.
But over time, if they're not listening to what you're trying to tell them, obviously the last step is using the anger emotion to shut it down.
Yeah.
So anger is a tool. It's used to
motivate change.
Yeah.
And I think in all areas of our life, you know, anger gets a friggin' bad rap. It gets a really bad rap when in all reality, if you look at that emotion, what it was designed to do was quite a few different incredible things. One, anger is a great, like we said earlier, it's a great motivation to change. I think for men, sometimes, honestly, this is what I think God understood when he designed anger, is he knew that, hey, sometimes we're going to be complacent. We're gonna be patient. You know, we're going to be too patient. And we're going to tolerate too much, and we're going to be too quiet. And I think God realized that, and he said, you know what? I'm going to let this build up, and then I'm going to let you hit the line or whatever, and then you're going to have a choice. Yeah. Do you express what you're frustrated about, or do you put it back inside, and which is one of the most dangerous things to do, because like then that's how you end up, you know, the whole term going postal. Like, you ever heard that term?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens to people who shut things down. They never express their anger. Now, the problem is expressing your anger is not bad. It's how you express it, right? And so we've got to find, as men, we would find healthy ways to express our anger, to deal with our anger, which are two different things. And we'll break that apart in a little bit. We'll talk about expressing it, and we'll also talk about like mitigating or dealing with So expressing it and then dealing with it. Because sometimes when you're angry, you may not even have to have a conversation with somebody else. Maybe it's just time for you to have a talk by yourself. Or maybe it's time for you to, hey, I'm going to go in the backyard, and for the next 45 minutes, I'm going to chop wood in the most aggressive manner yeah. I've ever done. I'm going to slay some, you know, I'm going to slay some reps on the machines. I'm going to go and, you know, I'm going to run and, you know, I'm going to go for a run for 45 minutes and just yeah. beat the snot out of myself. Like, sometimes yeah. it's just, that, you know that, what I'm saying? Yeah. That's dealing.
Yeah, that's why I love physical exercise so much and being able to, you know, throw around weight or, you know, pound some pavement and go on, you know, miles and miles of
yeah, because you running. You don't have to apologize to the weights after.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, it's time by yourself where you can think. You can visualize. And I think it's a very, very healthy way to let out aggression that you need to either process or mm-hmm. and think about. Or if you've already processed it and just let it out.
Yeah, like the whole term, I need to blow off some steam. Yeah. Well, instead of like doing that in a way that's going to be damaging to, you know, your finances or to yourself or yeah. to whatever, do it in such a way where it's like, you know what, I can do things that I can get this out mm-hmm. that doesn't harm anybody, yeah. doesn't hurt anybody. But the thing is we're so conditioned to, hey, don't be angry. Keep that inside. Don't express it. And then you have these guys who are living their lives and they haven't learned to healthily express anger. And we're like, where do I do with this? And it just builds up inside. And then some poor, unfortunate yeah. soul, I hate to quote Ariel, but some poor, unfortunate soul is going to get the brunt of your anger because you didn't deal with it in the first place when it had its origins. And so let's break that down a little bit on just the change, because anger is the greatest change agent ever, that it can inspire you and push you to do things that if you were just mildly frustrated, you wouldn't really do anything about it.
Yeah,
you wouldn't really stand up for yourself after you've been walked yeah. over 34 times yeah. because you're just you're like, used to it.
Yeah, like you said earlier, you know, you said you think God created anger because, you know, when we get complacent or whatever, we can use it yep. as a tool. I think that's, you know, when you're mild mannered and, you know, you don't let it really affect you too much, you're just going to be comfortable and, you know, not willing and able to move until something pushes you. And that's where anger can be used as a tool to, you know, get you over that edge to make you the man that you're supposed to be.
When is the time that maybe you can think about where you've used anger to propel yourself, whether through a situation, through a circumstance, I don't know, through pain? Can you think of any times where you've used it that was like, you were like, oh, this is how it can be effective?
Yeah, no, there was definitely a time in my college career when I was playing baseball, and I, you know, as a New Hampshire baseball player, it's a big fish in a small pond. And, you know, when you get to college baseball, it's, you know, everyone's just as good as you, if not better. And when you're not seeing playing time for a couple of years, it can mm-hmm. be really frustrating. And it was really, really upsetting me that, you know, I was not playing and getting time. And I understood that, you know, I have to earn it now. You know, right. it was obviously I earned it. Like, I was gifted as a baseball player, and, you know, I earned that time when I was younger. But now at this level, it's totally different, and I had to find a way. And so I used that right. anger to fuel me to just be better than the next guy, be better than, you know, work with my teammates to be better and, you know, just elevate myself to the next level so I'd get playing time and be able to play at the Division I level.
I think another thing when it comes to anger that we don't really immediately assess is like that, like I was saying earlier, the thing of like, where did this come from? What is truly pissing me off right now? Like, what's got my goat? What's under my skin? Why is my check engine light on? Who caused this? And whether it was ourselves or somebody else, but like most of the time, we don't go back to the root cause. So let me ask you this, like, and we can both comment and stuff like that. Yeah. But what are some things that like, And for men listening, man, what are some things? Go to the DM Army on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search up the DM Army, jump in there, and I dare you to post, what are some things that piss you off? What are some things that really get under your skin? You just, every time you hear it or see it or deal with it, that you're just like, like I want, you start Hulk moding, whatever you want to say. But what are some things that really get under your skin? Because here's the thing I want to say is, there's a reason that we get angry about stuff. And sometimes the reason is righteousness. Sometimes the reason we are angry is because there was a true, legitimate injustice. Sometimes we get angry because it's, listen, you stepped on me, you treaded on me, and I don't appreciate it. So now it's my turn to let you know you crossed the line. And so let's just throw this, let's throw this out here.
Sorry, I was working on a Facebook post. I'm just going to throw it in there now.
Yeah, throw it in there.
I'm going to say, gentlemen, I got a question for you. What pisses you off
the most? but let's start the chat in the DM Army, man, the Dangerous Man Army Facebook group. Let's start chatting. What gets under your skin pisses you off? Because here's the deal. If you can trace back to why it upsets you, then you can actually use that anger to motivate change in your life. Because at the end of the day, we only have one type of control in our life, and that is self-control. It's the only type of control that we have. You cannot control anybody else as much as we would like to, and as much as we would like to control situations like a puppet master, the only thing we truly and genuinely can really ultimately control is us. And so this is where I think we need to get healthy with anger. We need to get good with anger. And what I mean by that is, how do I effectively express it so that it motivates change, moves change, not just in me, but also in the circumstances around me? Because when you change yourself, you're going to change your circumstances, right? And so let's see. What's one thing that really gets under my skin? When I hear the term, there's an airplane.
I thought you were about to see
when airplanes fly over your podcast. Way to go, you jerk! No, we're recording in my backyard again, so we got some exterior sound. There's a lot going on too.
Yeah, motorcycles,
bikes riding by, dude. Some of the bikes that go up this road, I'm like, dude, they got to be hitting 90, dude. Yeah, I'm like, wow, they haul. But anyways, because it's a nice big straightaway right out into the country. So as soon as they come off that bridge, they're like, just let it rip. All anyways, right, so what really gets under my skin when I hear the term toxic masculinity, that really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because there's like so much of our masculinity that is not showing, not revealed, not understood. And you have, you know, this feminist movement who just, oh, toxic masculinity. It's like, no. Because really, if we want to talk about something really toxic, why don't we talk about toxic femininity? You want to talk about toxic masculinity? There's an equivalent, if you really want to say it, but I truly and genuinely 100% don't believe that toxic masculinity even exists. And I know everybody can rip me to shreds for that. I really don't care. But when a man is a man and he's led by God and he practices self-control and he's growing, and he's moving and he's challenging himself, there's nothing toxic about that. But I'll tell you what, there's something toxic about how when women can unapologetically walk away from a child. Yeah. I'm going to go there. Like there is something toxic about how, you know, when everything is set up in a system to help women and not to help men. And I don't know, everyone's going to be like, oh, you're just, you know, you're being an incel right now. No. This is reality, because I'm going to challenge you guys with this. Most of y'all don't know my personal story, and I've alluded to some different things, but I'll tell you what, man. I have dealt with a genuine, true toxic woman, and it was absolutely brutal, absolutely ridiculous, and the entire system was set up to benefit her, even though I was the one in the right, I was the one dealing with the abuse. I was the one going through everything, trying to protect my child who was 3 months old. And so going through all that, it's like, no. Like, that injustice drove me nuts. So when I see women milking the system and taking advantage of stuff and everything, like, that it really gets under my skin, because I'm like, I see what you're doing. Like, you are playing this to your benefit, and then you're crying victim at the end of it. That's bull, absolute garbage. So, and again, from my perspective, that's what I had to live. It's what I had to deal with. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if I didn't deal with that, I'd probably have a different view on it. But that gets my goat. What's one thing, yeah. What's something that gets your goat, man?
Mine is, especially in men, because we
going for the dudes.
We have an ego, right? And it needs to be fueled most of the time.
What's wrong with you, jerk? Come on. Why are you going to go there? Yeah, come on.
Just men, men that think they know it all, that just think they have it all figured out and everything's...
All the answer, yeah. The answer mans?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny? Those guys usually are like... There's not usually a lot of other guys around them.
Yeah, and... That's what I've noticed too, is they have their own little world that they're living in, and you know, some things may work for them, you know, in the short term that are working for them, but in the long run, it's doesn't look pretty. Look pretty.
Men and women know-it-alls.
Yeah.
Does anybody really like a know-it-all? No. I mean, listen, if you've had some tried and true wisdom and you've fought for a lot of information, whatever, you know a lot of things, that's great. But nobody likes to know it all. Somebody who's just not willing to admit, like, yeah, I hear you on that one.
Yep.
I'm gonna get the church people real quick.
Go for it.
Because being a pastor, like, I definitely listen. I deal with a lot of people on a day-to-day basis, inside and outside of the church, whatever. But man, sometimes church people can be the most. I'm just gonna say it like this: they can be the biggest pain in the asses you've ever met in your entire life. And I know everyone that goes to my church now is like, oh my gosh, is that me? Relax, it's probably not you. Because here's what usually happens when I'm dealing with them. I tell them, you're being an absolute pain in the rear right now. Knock it off.
So you use some anger?
But then, Oh, there's times because they think, oh, you're a pastor. You just have unlimited grace and mercy for everyone. No, that's Jesus, not me. Sometimes I'm going to let you catch these hands. Sometimes.
I like that. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Listen, I love people. Love people. But people can push you to no end. And sometimes, man, church people are people that can just, they have such a knack for taking advantage of one another, and especially for taking advantage of their pastors. And so, you know, something that really gets under my skin is when they, you know, people, and specifically, I would probably definitely gear it towards both sexes, not just men or just women. Both sexes is like, they'll just take and they 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 take and then they don't do or give back anything that you did. And so eventually it hits a point where it's like, you've been taken for 6 to 12 months. Like, bro, your account is in the negative. I'm calling it. You're done. It's over. Move on. And when you call them on the carpet and you're honest with them and you say, hey, listen, I've been giving, helping, but you haven't done anything to help yourself. And then you do that, they get pissed off. They leave the church.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, wait a minute. You're mad because I pulled out the accountability card on you, even though my card's pulled daily on an hourly basis. Come on, man. And I hate to say that phrase, come on, man. It's stuck in my head. I watch too much Zeducation. He says it all the time. Come on, man. But
I got
that gets me. What else? What do you
got? I got from AJ Todd in the DM Army.
Oh, he already jumped in. Yeah. What's up, AJ?
He said, we asked, what pisses you off the most?
I guarantee you he's going to say something about politicians.
Actually, no. This one's pretty, yeah.
Oh, what does he got?
He said, not being appreciated or valued. Sometimes feel like speaking is a waste of time. And AJ, I do agree with you on that.
100.
The speaking end of it, because it's, so, I feel like people are not listening.
No, nah,
They don't care what you think. They have their strict
Then why are they asking?
They don't want to change.
But why are they asking, though? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, gosh, dude, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm, like, getting mad right now. Think about it.
AJ, you got me ticked off.
I'm going to find somebody to fight. Let's go. I think I just peaked the microphone. We're going to have to turn it down. But yeah. Seriously, like, oh, my goodness, dude. Yeah. Oh, that's the crazy thing, though, is, like, people ask, like, hey, what do you think about this? And then you tell them, they're like, no, that's definitely not it. And it's like, then why did you even ask? Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Another,
yeah, just wasted energy, words, wasted energy, wasted time. It happens to all of us.
All right, but. So watch this. I'm gonna give the antithesis to that. Okay. So we keep talking, right? We keep talking. They ain't changing. They ain't doing anything, right? And I'll tell you what, I experience this on the regular, from most of the stuff I deal with, and. So you keep talking. At what point is it your fault that you're still talking after you've realized they're not listening or they're not doing anything different? Because that's the whole, like, fool me once, right?
Yeah.
Shame on me. Fool me twice. Shame on you.
So you're saying it's okay to walk away.
You got to at some point.
Right.
Because, okay, so let's get this, right? Yeah. Let's go back to Scripture. Scripture says, don't throw your pearls before swine. You know what that means? Don't keep talking if no one's taking up what you're saying. Now, listen, if what you're saying is garbage and it's not landing, then that's your own problem.
Sure.
But if what you're giving somebody is wisdom because you've been there or you've paid the price or you paid the stupid tax, whatever, if what you're given is good, if you're given a pearl, but you're handing it to a pig, they have no idea. Mm-hmm. And so after a while, if you see, and now everyone's going to be like, oh my gosh, he called us pigs. But let's be legit. Let's learn from history. Let's learn from the Bible. Let's learn from wisdom. Don't throw your pearls before swine. If somebody's not receiving what you're giving, shut up. Because here's the thing, and I'm an offender of this, because I'll keep talking until I'm like, okay, wait a minute. No, I notice now you're not paying attention. And then I'll go cold black, gone, done, out, scoots, nothing. And then people are like, hey, how come we don't talk anymore? Because you don't listen. You were asking questions, but you weren't listening. You were asking things, but you really didn't. And I think everybody has a barometer, or not a barometer, everybody has like a threshold, right, of how long they can do that. Because I know some people, man, they're like so... I kind of envy them because they can really just like, they will just keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it and repeat. And I'm like, kudos on your patience. Mm. And, you know, I think some people have a higher threshold to try to break people, right? They're willing to put in more effort to try to like get to them. But I think, again, we all have different threshold. But yeah, that definitely. I can relate to that, man. That'll get me good and angry, especially with your kids, man. When they ask you, or you like just teach them something over and over and over and over, and you're like, all right, listen, we're not talking about it anymore. You're getting punished. We're not having this conversation again. You're getting things taken away from you.
All right. Like, so I got one here too.
Because
we're talking about, you know, people that don't listen, that like, just don't.
Yeah, don't politicians,
right?
Leaders.
I wrote down sheeple. That pisses me off.
I don't have sheep in my backyard. That is my best sheeple impersonation.
That's pretty damn good.
Tom McDonald's got a great song called Sheeple. It's pretty dope. Really? Yeah, you gotta check it out. It's pretty awesome.
Listen to that one.
Oh, and he has an amazing new song called American Flags too. It's a banger.
I don't even know how to talk about that, but
sheeple people to just tuck tail and go with whatever they're told. That'll piss you off. Men, you're listening. What pisses you off? What gets under your skin? Is it the constant nagging of your wife? Is it the constant beratement of your boss? Is it the constant people in your environment that are overlooking you? They don't see you at all, and you're, you know, you're looking to hopefully be seen, but everybody just keeps looking over you. Is it the leaders over you that they lead by words, not example, because they talk the talk, but they do not walk the walk? What gets under your skin? Is it your parents? Is it you being a parent? kids, society, economy, I mean, anything. Like, I'll tell you what, economy is probably something that's pissing everybody off.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. All the giant brains of the world, all the trusts in the world, all the science and the AI and everything that we can muster. We have all the greatest things that we could ever have in this world. You're telling me we can't pull all the greatest minds together and fix this freaking country and every other country across the freaking globe. You're telling me we can't combine our greatest minds in this world to fix our problems? Oh, no, we can. But they ain't.
No.
Because that doesn't benefit anybody.
Yeah.
Well, and it doesn't benefit them.
And that's really how anger can be used as a tool, is getting a lot of like-minded people that are really pissed off about the same thing.
Ticked off.
About the same thing.
And saying,
fixing the problem.
We're done.
Yeah.
Viva la revolution!
Right there.
Seriously, man. Yeah. I mean, yes, anger is such a great tool. It's a great motivator. It's a great changer. So, guys, let me ask you this, kind of as we're nearing the end, is where can you harness the anger in your life to make the change against the things in your life that you are sick of? Because I'll tell you what, man, if you can get sick of yourself, you can change. Most guys, we don't get sick enough. We don't, I don't really have a problem with this, or I don't really have an addiction, or I don't really, fill in the blank. And reality is you haven't gotten sick enough of yourself to change. You know, you have to get sick of it. For some of us, it's like you got to get sick of the way you look when you look in the mirror. Yeah. I don't mean your face.
Yeah.
And like the face you got, you can't change it. It's your face.
Yeah. I like using the word precipice. There's like a point where you are so fed up with yourself or someone else or a situation you're in that there is nothing else you can do besides get angry, find the solution, find someone to help you, and fix get it
freaking done. You have to. You got to use that anger to fuel yourself to change. Because I'll tell you this, that is a healthy way to use anger, healthy way to express anger, is to use it to change you. Because again, we talked about self-control. You got to have self-control. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, there's plenty of times where Jesus got really mad, really pissed off in the Bible, and then physically assaulted people in the temple because they had disgraced the house of God. So we sit here, oh, no, anger is bad, and you're not supposed to. No, listen, you will push somebody. You can push a great man. What did you say? You can push a dangerous man so far.
Yeah,
but don't be surprised when you get a dangerous response.
I was just about to comment that because I was.
That was from Matt. Dude. Quote that.
No, I was
that preach.
I was gonna say if you men were interested in another shirt idea, we're working on launching our website and our shop and everything. But if you would like this on a shirt, I have a quote for you. Piss off a dangerous man, you're going to get a dangerous response.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You push people too far. And so, guys, I just wanted to chat about that today, share with you. I hope you can find ways to healthily communicate your frustrations so that they don't boil over into anger. I hope that you can understand that you can harness the power of your anger to change your life. To change your surroundings, change your current circumstances right here, right now. So if you're sitting here saying, I'm sick and tired of this porn addiction, well, then get pissed off, get ready, break every device that delivers it to you. I don't care. Oh my gosh, it's my iPhone. This is your sanity we're talking about. Break it out, kill it, destroy it, get rid of it, and don't turn back. If it's your physical appearance, if you're like, man, I got a lot of weight, I got a little extra poundage, I'm a quarter pounder with cheese going all over the place. So do something about it. You've got to get pissed off enough. You've got to get angry enough. You've got to get aggressive enough. And you've got to embrace that anger with, I'm so sick of being the way that I am, that it's time for a change. There's no turning back. There's no going back. There's no old me. The old me is dead. I'm moving to new me. And new me can only exist if I harness my anger and I push through to kill the things that are literally killing you.
I love that. That's so good. And I think, men, you have to use the anger, the fuel, to get you over that hump.
Precipice.
Yes. Thank you. I don't even know why I didn't use that word.
You didn't even use your favorite word. Well, no, hiatus is your favorite word.
Yeah. Over the precipice. Because I guarantee, and I've been through the same thing. You keep doing the same sin or the same, you're in the same cycle and just get them next time, you know. I got, Lord, I got to be better. Help me be better. Just help me get through
and
this.
And God's like, you can do better.
Yeah.
What the hell? Why are you asking me for help? I already wired it in you.
It's the same cycle, thing that you're going through.
Yes.
Something has to break it. Just use your anger and your aggression and everything that God has designed, the emotion that he's given you, to break it. That's why it's there.
I mean, they don't call it a breakthrough for nothing. Like, it's not called a soft through or like an ease through. It's not called a smooth through. It's called a breakthrough. And in order to do that, sometimes you got to break stuff.
All right.
Whether it's in your life or whatnot, but you got to break some stuff. I don't want to quote the words of one of the worst people on earth, Fred Durst, but sometimes you just go break something.
All right. You want to get into breakthrough prayer? Pray these guys out?
Yeah, let's pray and we'll close it down. God, we pray. I pray over all the men listening, every individual across this entire country, God, and every other country that we are in. God, I pray for every listener. I pray for every man. I pray that God, there would be a serious uprising of men that desire breakthroughs in their life, and they're willing to pound down the things that are tearing them apart. They're willing to take their aggression and their anger and their frustration and their righteousness and say, you know what, God, it's time to stop this thing in my life because this thing is killing me, so it's time for me to turn around and get blood back, to kill it. It's time for me to take the thing captive in my life that don't belong here, take them, package them up, smash them into 1,000 pieces and send them back to hell where it came from, because God, they are meant to live stronger, better, more disciplined, and more incredibly blessed lives, God. And that comes through us just be willing to be aggressive and to be angry at the injustices that exist in our life, to be angry at the sin that exists in our life, to be angry at the downfalls that we continue to just feed and feed and feed. God, it's time to break through. It's time for all men, God, all over this earth, to stand up and start being the godly men that you have designed them to be. It's time for them to break through their addictions, to break through their softness, to break through their iniquities, and to break through their shortcomings. It's time for them to break through, and God, it's time for them to stand and train and be mighty and be strong and have victory over all that is trying to destroy them. God, I pray you would raise up warriors all over this place, God, that would stand and fight for what is right, and they would overcome all that is trying to overcome them, and they would receive breakthroughs in the area that, God, you know the specifics. I pray all these things in Jesus' mighty and dangerous name. A freaking men.
Amen.
What's up, Dangerous Man Podcast? Thank you so much for tuning in, listening to the show. Listen, men, I have a call to action for you. If you would take a few moments or minutes of your time just today, text a link to the show to a friend of yours that you know needs to be listening, that he might be a dangerous man, or maybe he's in pursuit of being one. So we could ask, guys, text that out, share it out. If you would, if you haven't clicked subscribe on the podcast app that you listen to, whether it's Apple, Spotify, or Google, or whatever app that you do use, man, click subscribe so you get notifications on new episodes. so that we can let you know what's on the good. I want to give a couple of shout-out celebrations to the Dangerous Man Army, which is all of y'all listening. Let's celebrate that we are now in 398 different cities across the globe, and we are covering 30 different countries across this world. And so, man, that's a huge celebration. When we grow together, men, we grow stronger. And when we grow better, men, we grow together. Amen to that. Come on, thank you so much for listening to the Dangerous Man Podcast.